Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, November 27th. Today on Forbes, how Sam Bankman-Fried sold the Bahamas an empty crypto dream. For Bahamian FTX employees, working for the crypto giant was a dream job. Most had doubled their salaries, ate from a daily buffet of steaks and sliders, and had access to a lineup of BMWs and Jeeps. Even their groceries were often paid for. Their disheveled CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, had adopted the Bahamas as his home and was flooding its community with money, courting government officials and locals alike. And when the crypto industry took a hit this spring, driving down the price of Bitcoin and ravaging big companies, Bankman-Fried implied their livelihood was safe in a Twitter thread where he stated that FTX will, quote, keep growing as others cut jobs. Like other things Bankman-Fried has said, such as tweeting in caps, quote, FTX US users are fine, a day before the company filed for bankruptcy this month, that message wasn't true. Some Bahamian FTX workers saw the cracks appear firsthand this summer. 4 days before FTX announced it had extended a $250 million revolving credit line to crypto lending platform BlockFi in June, more than a dozen employees were laid off in its Bahamas office. One employee said they learned about their termination after being locked out of the company Slack. The former employee, who requested anonymity for fear of retribution, told Forbes, quote, how come you can't pay us, but then you can go and acquire BlockFi? BlockFi is now preparing to file for bankruptcy, citing its, quote, significant exposure to FTX. Bahamian workers and the locals who watched the $32 billion company take off didn't seem to know that FTX was drowning in debt and had been allegedly sending billions in customer deposits to its trading arm, Alameda Research, to use for risky investments. And unlike the company's approximately 1 million creditors, crypto holders who had thousands, even millions worth of personal wealth held on the exchange, few Bahamians were willing to pour their money into FTX to begin with. Instead, the denizens of what Bankman-Fried tried to make into crypto's own Silicon Valley are bruised from yet another high-profile scandal occurring in their backyard. Fire Festival is still a recent memory. A current Bahamian FTX employee who requested anonymity for fear of retaliation said, quote, it's so messed up because in the Bahamas this has happened a couple of times. Big foreign entities come into town and we get these big things. Then the shit show comes down. Locals also must accept the fact that Bankman-Fried reportedly remains on their island, holed up in a luxury penthouse from where he spent the last couple weeks sending feverish mea culpas on Twitter as reporters descend on the capital Nassau. On the 21-mile-long island that houses FTX's headquarters and residences, many locals know someone who worked at or benefited from FTX. Part of Bankman-Fried's appeal was the more than $10 million in donations the company said it made to community groups in 2021 alone. Local restaurants also profited from the approximately $100,000 FTX was spending a week on catering, according to a restaurateur, food that was often later donated. But the charitable advances can, in hindsight, be seen as another ill use of allegedly misappropriated billions. Bankman-Fried, his parents, and FTX executives reportedly spent more than $120 million on luxury real estate, including a penthouse at the exclusive Albany Resort, where Bankman-Fried and a coterie of employees reportedly lived and dated. Now, staff are locked out of company headquarters and considering their lives without FTX. While some employees say they have been contacted by liquidators, they said efforts to reach their local liaison, FTX's VP of Communications and Corporate Social Responsibility, Valdez K. Russell, have been unsuccessful. For full coverage, check out Sarah Emerson and David Jean's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.